This goes to Dr. Gardner, G-A-R-D-N-E-R, fax 989-352-8451, regarding Juanita, J-U-A-N-I-T-A, Webb, W-E-B-B, like boy. Date of birth, January 20th, 1947. Dear Dr. Gardner, this is a consultation for Mrs. Webb, who was sent for evaluation of progressively worsening creatinine levels. She started out with a creatinine of 1.05 March 25th of 2022 with estimated GFR of 55. May 31st, 2023, creatinine was 1.08, GFR 53, and labs were rechecked 7/20 of 23, creatinine a slightly higher again at 1.12 with GFR of 51. The patient reports that she's been feeling well. She's had a recent office visit where her blood pressure was 160 over 80 with no known actual diagnosis of hypertension. She does check blood pressures at home, and she says they usually run between 130 and 140 over in 80s. And so she's unaware of having a diagnosis of high blood pressure, and she does not take any medications for it. She doesn't have any history of chest pain. Her biggest complaint is leg and feet cramps and occasional hand cramps. No shortness of breath, no cough, no wheezing, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena, no edema, and no exercise-induced pain in legs or extremities. Past medical history is significant for a remote history of asthma. She says that's been better for many years. Hyperlipidemia, allergic rhinitis, hand, leg, and feet cramping, vitamin D deficiency. She's a thalassemia carrier, a recent elevation of blood pressure, history of UTIs, and anxiety, also anemia. Past surgical history, she's had a hernia repair, no colonoscopy, but she had a Cologuard test instead, and she reports that that was negative. Social history, she's never smoked cigarettes. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She does not use electronic cigarettes. She is married, lives with her husband. She is retired. Family history is significant for heart disease, diabetes, thyroid disease, asthma, hypertension, and cancer. Drug allergies, she is allergic to Macrobid, caffeine, and Depo-Medrol. Medications, she's on Allegra, 60 milligram, one every 12 hours as needed. Nasacort nasal spray, two sprays to each nostril once daily as needed. Multivitamin daily. And Aleve, 220 milligram once daily, but very rarely used, probably less than once a month, she reports. Physical exam, height 62.5 inches, weight 147 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, is 162 over 80. When rechecked, it was 186 over 78. Pulse 54, and oxygen saturation is 98% on room air. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no palpable masses, no enlarged liver or spleen. Extremities, no edema. 2+ pedal pulses, brisk capillary refill, no ulcerations or lesions. Fingers are somewhat cold, but there's no discoloration noted. In labs, the most recent lab studies were done July 20th of 2023. As previously stated, the creatinine was 1.12. Electrolytes were normal. Phosphorus 3.4. Her hemoglobin is low at 11.9. Normal white count. She does have small cells. MCV is 74.5. Platelets are normal. Urinalysis showed a trace of blood. It was positive for bacteria and nitrates also. And albumin 4.2, calcium is 9.6. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease. Etiology currently unknown. We also hypertension currently. We have asked her to check her blood pressure readings at home. The goal would be 130 over 80 or less. But she may need blood pressure medication to control blood pressures that we are getting, 160s to 180s over 70 to 80 in the office. She will follow a low-sodium diet and avoid caffeinated beverages. We are scheduling her for kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan. She would like to do that in the Lakeview facility. We're going to also repeat all our labs now with the urinalysis, a clean catch midstream specimen, and also albumin to urine creatinine to albumin ratio. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 weeks. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.